Books on Tape presents A Writer's Life by Gay Talese, read by Arthur Morey. Chapter 1. I am not now, nor have I ever been, fond of the game of soccer. Part of the reason is probably attributable to my age, and the fact that, when I was growing up along the southern shore of New Jersey a half century ago, the sport was virtually unknown to Americans, except to those of foreign birth. And even though my father was foreign-born, he was a dandified but dour custom tailor from a Calabrian village in southern Italy, who became a United States citizen in the mid-1920s. His references to me about soccer were associated with his boyhood conflicts over the game, and his desire to play it in the afternoons with his school friends in an Italian courtyard instead of merely watching it being played as he sat sewing at the rear window of the nearby shop to which he was apprenticed. Yet, as he often reminded me, he knew, even then, that these young male performers, including his less dutiful brothers and cousins, were wasting their time and their future lives as they kicked the ball back and forth when they should have been learning a worthy craft and anticipating the high cost of a ticket to immigrant prosperity in America. But no, he continued in his tireless way of warning me, they idled away their afternoons playing soccer in the courtyard, as they would later play it behind the barbed wire of the Allied prisoner of war camp in North Africa to which they were sent, they who were not killed or crippled in combat, following their surrender in 1942 as infantrymen in Mussolini's losing army. Occasionally they sent letters to my father describing